presence of the Lord
that we feel in this place this evening. I'm turning to the Word of God without further ado this evening. Hallelujah. And read several verses in your hearing. Just going to forget about all of you now. Amen, amen. And all of a sudden, ask God. I do not know how long I'm going to preach, but I promise you that when, I don't know if it's that anointing or unction, but I promise you. I may not know what it is, but I know what it is. But I do want to preach for a while this evening. Fucking children who are that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Praise God. 33rd verse of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war. 50,000 which could keep rank. They were not of a double heart. Hallelujah. 38th verse. All these men of war that could keep rank. Hallelujah. Came with a perfect heart to Hebron. Luke 12. And 54, he said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, he say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. The hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that you do not discern this time? Praise God. Hallelujah. Will you pray and ask God to bless us this evening? Oh, Lord God, we need your help here right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I know that, amen, some of the brethren looked at me a while ago and seen me walking back and forth behind that curtain, had a little smile on their face, but that's all right. I take this a little serious tonight. Amen. And when I read the Word of God and was thinking about something to preach in this service tonight, the book says that these men had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. And I think of the hour that we're living in, I hope that you realize that these are not ordinary days that you and I are living in. Hallelujah. I believe with all my heart, as I preach you the Word of God, the Lord is just about ready to rapture that New Testament apostolic one God Holy Ghost Church. How many believe we're living in the days of the coming of the Son of Man? Everybody say, He's coming! Say it again, He's coming! And when I begin to look out and see the generation that we are trying to save this evening. And I have a good friend in Baton Rouge who is a contractor. I happen to live in one of his apartments at this particular time. And I was visiting with him the other day on a little business. And a young man looked at me and began, I was thinking about his tenants. And he had just built 16 apartments and they were all rented. Listen to this. He said, Reverend, he said, out of the 16 that I rented the last few days, 12 of these families are divorcees. 12 out of 16. We are living in a day of moral failure. I better say that. This is a day of where men have a spiritual climate of compromise. Where men take the twilight position. Black is not black anymore. White is not white anymore. Amen. It is just all an ear gray. It is a day of low visibility, spiritual speaking. It is a day when we hear much about coexistence, summit conferences. I am here this evening, amen, to preach unto you the good word of God and tell you that where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Hallelujah. I read a little article the other day, and the writer said this. He said, where are the crying voices? Is there no longer a prophet in Israel that can discern the signs of the times? And he asked the question, where can I go and hear again the clear and certain voice of a modern day John the Baptist that will stand proud against the sins of our day? Now listen, any preacher with a streak of a prophet in him is always in danger of imagining himself to be the lone survivor of a vanishing breed. The last of the old school, if you please. But let me say to the writer, to any of you, that we still have conventions and Bible conferences where men of God still stand and preach the unadulterated Word of God and tell it like it is in our day. I'm sorry if some men get themselves in a little cell and feel like that they have arrived and there's nobody preaching the truth but them. I've come to preach to you tonight. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that God still has an apostolic ministry that's standing for the Word of God this evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. It will be easy. There are men here tonight that are not misfits. Somebody said, oh, that group down there is just a group of misfits that wouldn't fit anywhere else. I beg your pardon. Amen, amen. Here are men sitting here this evening who have been in the forefront of this battle for a long, long time. Amen. They have churches where they would not have to be here this evening. A lot of these men could go home and pastor their church and forget about the Israel. But we are here this evening of a common cause. We are living in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And we still need one another. God for the church. Apostles and prophets and pastors and evangelists and teachers for the perfecting of the saints and the work of the ministry. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whoa, hallelujah. Jesus, I think about, amen, the hour
that I am living in this evening. And we've heard much, amen, about faith in this meeting. And you're looking at one preacher that I don't feel no ways tied tonight. Hallelujah. That same Holy Ghost that I felt. Amen. Back there when I was just a little kid. Not too many miles of here across the river. I still feel that same Holy Ghost. Amen. Here this evening. I'm here to sound a clear note. A certain sound. I'm not here. The Bible said if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? Some men are sounding retreat instead of advance. Some of them are sounding taps and would like to bury us this evening. But we're not ready for the funeral yet. Hallelujah. We're ready for the resurrection. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Listen, freedom is never won conclusively. It must be fought for by each succeeding generation. Hallelujah. Holiness that we've heard so much about in this meeting. You just don't mention it one time and say, well, I've taken care of that. Amen. But until Jesus comes, there must be an apostolic ministry that will stand up. Thank God and preach the word of God and get that church ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And I come here this evening and begin to think of where I owe my allegiance. Amen. God help me this evening to realize, amen, that somehow in this day that I must realize our purpose, as the good man of God taught us today, of being, amen, in this condition and in this apostolic meeting here this evening. We still, the weapons of our warfare, the Bible says, are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. But I want you to know we do wrestle. Thank God. And there's one thing that can save us tonight. Amen. Everybody's got a Bible. Hold it up right now. Amen. Hold that good old book up. Amen. Let me see it. Everybody ought to have a Bible here tonight. Amen. When you go to church, bring your Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep that Bible up. Amen. Come on. Lift it up. Don't be ashamed of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen. Thank God. There's one thing that will keep this church tonight. And that's the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I owe my allegiance to that blessed book this evening. I said I owe my allegiance to that blessed book this evening. Century follows century, but there it stands. Come on, hold the Bible up. Praise God. Let everybody see this is the Word of God. This is what we are built on this evening. It's the blessed Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you appreciate the book tonight? Amen. Century follows century, but there it stands. Empires rise and they fall and are forgotten, but the good old book still stands. Kings are crowned and uncrowned, but the good old book still stands. It's still the good old Word of God. Amen, amen, amen. Help us this evening, God, as we're preaching this Word of God, to realize the thing that has brought us where we are this evening has been the preaching of the Word of God. I looked this evening and I couldn't help it. Amen. Tears came to my eyes. I looked out here as these young people, the majority of them, amen, singing this choir tonight. Amen. I looked at them and remembered when they were nothing but little babes. I dedicated most of them to God. Amen. Little cry babies, snotty nosed children. Amen. But oh, I want to tell you what. The preaching of the Word of God will still produce
the kind of climate where we can have church like we're having it this evening. Nobody told us to get up here and dance, but thank God for the years the preaching of the Word of God has put something in them to make them want to love God. Hallelujah! 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 Praise God! Praise God! I want to thank every man of God that has come my way to help me pastor the people that I pastor. I need strong voices in this my day. Amen, amen. Oh God, I want to have an understanding of the times tonight. Amen. It is hard for me to understand. Amen. How that some folks that I pastor. Amen. I can only speak for them. How that some of them can come to the house of God and hear me preach on Sunday morning till, amen, I can't preach anymore, and come back on Sunday night before prayer meeting on Wednesday night. Some of them, amen, feel tired and are ready to quit. Amen. I want to tell you, this is the day when our convictions are so short-lived. Come on now. Amen. Some of them just as well get ready. You hear me? Amen. When you get home, you're going to be preached to like you've been preached to all these years. Amen. I stopped someone here last night. Amen. I stopped one young man at the door. I said, just a minute. Amen. I want you to know that you're not measuring up to what our church stands for. Amen. I want to tell you, preacher, this is the day if you'll let them, they'll embarrass you. Your young people, my young people, they'll take advantage of you and they'll embarrass you. Amen. How can I tell you, amen, about this generation? All I can say, I read in the book of Daniel where he was, the man of God gave, amen, about the different kingdoms. Said one had the face of a lion, one a bear, one a leopard. After a while, he got to the last one and said it was just diverse, different from all the others. This generation is so different because never have we been blessed with so much as we have in this our day. Never has the presence of God been any sweeter than it is tonight. Not the preaching of the Word of God. Thank God that what we've heard in this convention. How is it that we can leave this place and still go about our business as usual? There will be a deep down desire in our heart to leave this place. Amen. To go home and have a one God, Jesus' name, apostolic revival in this our day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Oh God, help me to realize, amen, the lateness of the hour this evening. Amen. We are living as the Son of Man. Our purpose, amen, of being here this evening. I want to say that I thank God, the church of the living God. How many really appreciate the church of the living God? I'm not about any particular organization or fellowship this evening. Amen. That's all you're visited upon. Amen. You are nearsighted and cannot see afar off. For before any of the modern day organizations were in existence, Jesus Christ had a church. Amen. The first Jesus name, one God organization in our day. Amen. The oldest one was the PAW. Amen. Before that come along, God had a church. And from there, they went to PCI and PMJC. My grandma went through two or three of them. Amen. And they went on and on. And here we are, some of us, amen, belonging to the Apostolic Ministers Fellowship. Some are independent. Amen. Some belong to different groups. But I want you to know before all of us come along, Jesus Christ had a church. And it was a victorious church. It was a triumphant church. Upon this rock I'll build the earth, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Do you thank God for the church? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. In our preamble of the Apostolic Nurses Fellowship, amen, we went back and, praise God, reaffirmed some things that we believed all along. Amen. Listen to what one writer said. That some kind of cooperative effort is both needed and desirable. All will agree. The question of grave consequence
is how far an organized group of ministers can go and not violate apostolic traditions or set in motion a machine that will later rob them of precious. I don't know about you, but I appreciate the liberty that's been afforded me in this pulpit tonight. And it will be a sad day when we have to muzzle the ox. It will be a sad day when we have to muzzle the ox. Our only hope is give a man the right of hand and preach of God. That's what God told in this day. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I want to ask you, amen, this evening. Furthermore, let me read you just a paragraph of another article. Sovereign local churches alone can neutralize the danger of over-centralization. No religious organization needs fear the rise of an episcopal or hierarchical system as long as the local churches remain sovereign. I've been in this thing from the beginning, and I do not know of one case where any official, elder, or chairman has ever come, amen, and interfered with how I run life, how I run a church. How dare you, amen, to say that your liberties has been invoked upon? If that be the case, why the fear tonight? Why the fear? Why are men afraid of one another? Why did some of you that crossed over that line, amen, back in Baker 15 years ago, what are you afraid of tonight? Hallelujah! Hey, when we read this 15 years ago, amen, you shouted and you said, that's it. That's what we want, something where we can come together and have a one God clean fellowship without any interference. If that was true 15 years ago, it ought to still be true tonight. But I'm afraid that some of us, amen, feel like that we are the lone survivors of a vanishing breed. And if we don't say it, it ain't said. And if we don't write it, it just hasn't been written. But thank God, God still has the people that have it down that needs to veil tonight. Well, I'm just here to preach. You put me here. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'll preach what I want. And if you don't like it, I can't have it. Hallelujah! 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 Praise God! And I'm not looking for anything else. Amen. Some of them that crossed that line were nothing else but opportunists. The reason some of them are not here tonight is because they wanted a full-pledged organization. If I would have wanted a full-pledged organization, I'd have stayed where I was. Hallelujah! Our purpose of being here tonight is one more time. Thank God to tell you that God still has an apostolic church. And it's made up of all people everywhere who walk in the light as He is in the light, who brings this one God to the same apostolic message, who stands for honest doctrine. Hallelujah! Amen, amen. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me read a little bit further. Hey, man, amen. I hope this is relevant. Hallelujah. This evening. That's right. Relevant. R-E-L-E. No, it's not R-E-V-E. It's R-E-L-E. Relevant. Hallelujah. Somebody said we need relevant preaching. Well, come out of some of our meetings. Don't sit home in your little cell. It seems like everybody else is backslid. Thank God we still got a group of men that's earning to continue for the faith, which was once delivered to the saints. Ha! Well, glory to God. Amen. We said back then that the Apostolic Ministers Fellowship is not a church. But on the other hand, thank God, I'm glad we're a part of the church. You certainly will get in trouble anytime an organized group of people claim that theirs is the only group that has a light. I want you to know my God is greater than that. There are people that's never heard of PAW, PMJC, PCI, UPC, AML. There are people that's never heard of that tonight that's baptized in Jesus' name, that's got the Holy Ghost, that's there for God, that's rapture ready this evening. Our God is not that small that He's got to have you and I. Hallelujah, we need Him this evening. But this is a part of the today what God apostolic hurt. Oh, hallelujah. Get loose, what do you want me to do? Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, amen, amen. No, I want to tell you, I'm not going to stand here tonight and say what we're treating. Or sentence. But thank God, I'm leaving here tonight to believe that God has a threat. That's right. Then what? More. Can anybody believe the trouble God tells tonight? You're ready to go. I mean, you can do what I'm saying. I'm saying. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who walk not as a flesh, but after the Spirit, praise God. Sad day when we got to come to a meeting and admit that it's over. We're defeated. We're failed. We haven't failed. Amen. It's just that some men do not understand the times and realize the hour that we're having to preach in. But thank God, God has a Jesus name, one God, apostolic church, that's rapture ready this evening. Woo! Who's Sunday all over Sunday? Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 The color of a man's car doesn't mean one thing. Amen to this preacher this evening. Come on, amen. Let me see it. Listen. I'm not through. It is not an ecclesiastical or church organization in the usual sense and meaning of the term. Does not teach. Listen. That one must belong to the AMF saved or to be in the Bride of Christ. Does not profess to be the only group to have the light or the ultimate in truth. Local churches shall be recognized as sovereign, autonomous, self-governing units under the headship of their bishop or pastor. I saw that. I said, I still like that. If we still have that tonight, why the fear? What are you afraid of? Hey, man, amen. Somebody said, well, we don't need these type meetings. Amen. I beg to differ with you. We still need to hear the man of God stand up with a backbone and preach the word of God unto us. Hallelujah. Let no man think himself to be an island sufficient within and of himself. Hallelujah. Lamentations 5 and 6 is a sad refrain of Israel. Listen. We have given the hand to the Egyptians, she cries, meaning she has made an allegiance with them.
Now, why did she make an allegiance with them? Is it a matter of both believing in one God? Are they offering the same kind of sacrifices? No, but Israel goes on to tell us her reason why she made an allegiance with Egypt. The book says it is to be satisfied with bread. Israel had pledged her allegiance to Egypt solely for handouts. Like a stray dog that owes its allegiance to anyone that will fill its belly with crumbs. It's a sad day. Hear me well this evening. It's a sad day when men will owe their allegiance to something that their convictions do not agree with. Hear me again. It's a sad day when men owe their allegiance to something that their convictions do not agree with. One of the saddest cases in history, to me, is the story of General Robert E. Lee. All of history would have been different if that man would have followed his convictions. I know I'm in the South tonight. But that's all right. General Lee knew from the beginning that slavery was wrong. In fact, before the war started, he freed all his slaves and said that slavery was corrupt, it was morally wrong. And he was even offered to be the general of the Northern armies. And thousands of men's lives would have been saved had he obeyed convictions. For after all, the South had the smartest generals. Everybody say amen? It took the Yankees 4 years. We didn't have nothing but cotton. Everybody say amen? But it took the Yankees 4 years to whip us. Hallelujah. That could have been different. Because Virginia was his home, and he refused to follow his convictions. I know something sad. A lot of apples say, amen, amen. And all the allegiance to something that their convictions do not agree with. Hey! But because of the bread, and because of the handouts, and when we get the next revival, and because of this, and because of that, they owe their allegiance to something that convictions do not agree. Hallelujah! This one back me up tonight. It's true anyhow. I said it's true anyhow. I owe my allegiance, first of all, there's no book that I'm preaching out of this evening. Thank God. Amen, amen. I am here this evening as a part of the Apostolic Ministers Fellowship because with every ounce in my body, I believe that what we are doing is scripturally right. Amen. I want to be able to pastor my church. No doubt. Everybody say praise the Lord. Amen. I won't go through all the story this evening. Amen. I'm not here for that. But again, yesterday, a good brother came by and told us of an incident that happened. Amen. And as he was telling it in a polite way, I said, now, brother, amen, we understand that. But do you know we've been through all that time after time back there? Hallelujah. And what a shame, amen. Amen. I know what it is. You hear me this evening. I'm here because of conviction. I know what it is for an official to walk in the church that I pastor and ask the secretary to read the financial report to see how much tithing I was getting. was in the thing.
I'm a little whippersnapper. But I had enough sense to know that that wasn't Bible. He said, times have changed. Maybe so. But the good old book is still right. Amen. Hallelujah. They said, I said, what are you doing here? So we come to set you in order. Well, God bless you. We've already been set in order, Brother Coon. Hallelujah. From the first night you preached that first one God message in our church 22 years ago in that little running building where we painted. And God began to fill people with the Holy Ghost. Let's hear that. I believe God will set the thing in order. Hallelujah. Amen. So Lord, I tell you, amen, mine was a conviction. When I found out there was a group of men, amen, that wanted to have fellowship, that wanted to believe, amen, the local sovereign church, where the pastor was the pastor of that church, amen, I said that to me. I shouted bigger, and I'm still shouting tonight. Hallelujah. Does not claim to be the church. Just do not owe our allegiance to something that our convictions do not agree with. Hallelujah. We do not profess to be the only Jesus' name church. Amen. This evening. We are the church. Anyway, upon the sovereignty of the local church. As long as we have that in here, I'm going to shout. It's a day when any chairman or elder can come in and tell me how, amen, now preach to me, amen, on an open pulpit, will you come to my camp, bless your soul, there are men here that I don't know that I'll stand behind the man of God if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, it'd be a shame. You may not part the hair the way I like it. But amen. There's a certain amount of respect that you have to have for the man of God that steps behind you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, no brethren of like precious faith. All men! This is what we shouted about. Listen, somebody said, I don't like this, okay? All godliness of organizational affiliation shall be accepted on the basis of life and doctrine and integrity. Ecclesiastical pastors over pastors or elders shall be installed in the Apostolic Ministers Fellowship. Freedom to speak and write one's God-given convictions, as long as it does not consist of slander or heresy, shall be a cherished prerogative. Each minister shall at all times be free to follow the leadings of the Holy Ghost into his field of labor. However, the writer says, due to consideration for a fellow minister must be considered. It always has to be a principle. Do a holy state to it. No, hallelujah, I said, you're right. If there's no principle, I've come to preach to you, see. Hear me again. With your super holiness, I think that there is no principle. Hallelujah. Amen. We put that in master of this life. God. The required standards may retain affiliation with another religious group and still be eligible for the Apostolic Ministers' Fellowship. Do we still feel that way today? I'm about to say amen. Hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. And his brother said, he needs not fear senses because he permits the Holy Ghost to use him in a usual way. Believe in, advocate the fivefold ministry. Preaches for others or permits others to preach for him who does not belong to this fellowship. I like that. Everybody say praise the Lord. I like that. Sometimes like some young men say, well, Jesus, I'm a little I don't want nobody afraid of preaching for me.
I've got too many men that's not afraid. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want anybody afraid of it. Hallelujah. And we went on just a little bit further and gave a clear note and a certain sound. And we said, the apostolic ministers' fellowship stands opposed to sin and work in every form, and named it and said, lying, all lies. That's true. Lying, cheating, stealing, the telling of filthy jokes, taking the Lord's name in vain, mixed bathing or swimming. Man, nobody shouts, if we're all like that, do you still like it this evening? And do you still like it this evening? A modest dress on the part of both men and women. The color is too tight, too sheer, too scant. Clothing which it might expose to the body. Sleeves below the elbow, hem lines, well below the knee. Man, back then we was fighting that devil. You understand? Don't worry, there'll be something else to fight. Just let Paris change the fashion next year, and we'll be here screaming about that again. Long, uncut hair is a woman's glory. It is a shame for a woman, girls included, hallelujah, to cut, trim, burn, break, or bob her hair. Somebody say amen. You hear me? Somebody said, don't be too hard. Amen. There's a few sitting here in life, Tabernacle. I had problems with you in the past. And some of you know, and you know. And if you don't know, let me remind you again that if some of you here tonight that I passed, all you've got to do is cut your hair one more time. And somebody from Lifetime will tell what's going to happen to him. Somebody said, that's too hard. No, no, no. Not when they've died a half a dozen times and we're screaming to them. That ain't too hard. Somebody said, yeah. I know some of you looked at me last night and thought I was an idiot outside when I stopped.
With a tamarind in his hand. Hey, who cares? His kinfolk may be here tonight. But I tell you, I didn't have no friends when I come here tonight. I'm just going to tell you what I think. It was just 4 weeks ago where that young man left front row. Amen. It's a 7 weeks to sit on that front row just like this. You understand? And here he comes in here last night with his tambourine to embarrass me. I said, you go in the back and you sit there. I don't know if you should or not. I could care less. But if we're going to have a group of people... But if we're going to have a group of people that's staying in this fire tonight, somebody's got to preach. I said somebody's got to preach. Somebody's got to preach. Somebody say, yeah, but somebody will leave. Hey, friend, I've been there 22 years and we got four. What do you call it? Can't. Four extensions? I don't know if they're extensions or... annexes? No, I wouldn't say that. That's a little strong. That's getting too strong. I want to say praise the Lord. Hey, do you think I'm going to lose any sleep tonight? The church is still marching on this evening. I got news for you. If we perfect the church, we're going to lose some more. But thank God. Uh-oh. Jesus, help, Lord. Brother Cunningham, last night said you can go a little bit too far. And I'm going to obey what he said. Hallelujah. We're fixing to get out of here, hon. But listen, let me go a little bit further. Can I go just a little bit further? I don't believe this will hurt the spirit. Oh, I know preachers are critical, Brother Cunningham, but forget about it. Hallelujah. They'll talk about me after this is over. But hey, friend, I got a church to go back home to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, y'all saying nothing now, but I don't pay attention to you. I don't watch what you say. I watch what you do. Some of you crucify me tomorrow. I know that. I know you. I know every one of you is a potential troublemaker. You. Heplaw. That's the truth. Don't pay attention to what a man says all the time, but watch what he does. Lord, I better go right on. Hallelujah. Television has become the most morally corrupting force ever to enter the home. Remember how we shouted when we read that? Because it was a hot issue at that time. It is required that not a minister holding fellowship watch television. I want to see if that's right. Hallelujah. I know what some of you are going to do. Some of you are going to go home and say, yeah, if Spell wouldn't have had that new manual to read out of, he'd have been in trouble. I preached before this come along. And when it's gone, it'll still be preaching. Hallelujah. But I just thought I'd remind what some of you shouted about 15 years ago. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm feeling all right. Sandbar's waiting for us. But hey, friend, I believe that Jesus Christ is fixing to come and rapture this church. How many of you believe he's fixing to come? How many of you believe he's fixing to come? God, give us men with strong voices and a sound, a clear note, and a certain sound, and get a church ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. His father says, or to advocate television in any form. Boy, this next one gets a little rough. The Apostolic Message Fellowship stands opposed to movies. Reading questionable literature. Well, it's sports, amusements, bowling, bingo. Come on, man. Hallelujah. You shout it. It's a ball like that. Hallelujah. Oh, jewelry. Now, the next one says the use of tobacco, but it's... Amen. Really, I don't think I'm in Kentucky, so we don't have to talk too much about tobacco here tonight. Amen. We'll let Brother Daughter take care of that tobacco. What? Against tobacco? All right, let me do it. Hallelujah. Hey, you're going to hell for using tobacco. That's not what they're saying, but I'm saying it. Hallelujah. Amen. Jewelry. Hey, I challenge you this evening. I want to know, you'd have to drive a mile long way to see this many apostolic sisters. Raise both hands tonight. Raise both hands. All apostolic women here tonight. Amen. I want somebody to turn around and count the wedding bands. How many of you got on your roll, Sister Ballister? Don't have nobody there with you? None?
Testify for me. Sit in the balance there while I get my breath. Testify. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Brother,
hallelujah. 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 Come on. Come on. Let's have it.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus! Jesus! I'm not through, but I know when to quit. But that'll be another day. But thank God His truth is still marching on. Amen.
Thank you. Take that 3 days. But try one more than the other. You roll.